Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the having her back on the show. Grace Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an original member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the beginning of the Brain Trust. She is the president of the Galen Institute. She is the world's expert on healthcare public policy, especially as it relates to small business. And she's our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Jim, always such a pleasure to be with you. You are more than flattering.
Good to have you back, Grace Marie. It's all true. Hey, Grace Marie, listen, I want to talk a little politics before we get into the healthcare, but we'll weave it all in. How much do you think a lot of people are saying that the economy is going to be the big deal in the election, and it almost always is, but especially going to be this time. But what do you think healthcare, the Obamacare debate and the court cases and all that, how much do you think that will be part of the campaign?
That is such a good question. I think there are a lot of uncertainties. If, for example, the Supreme Court were to declare all or part of Obamacare unconstitutional, that's likely to happen in June of next year,
mm-hmm.
You know, 5 months before the election. And that could, if it were to declare, for example, the individual mandate unconstitutional, but leave the rest of the law standing, then that would really throw the whole health reform debate into turmoil, because then their debate would be over whether or not to go back and fix Obamacare, as the president would certainly argue, or whether or not to just allow the whole thing to be dismantled so that we can start over with the right reform.
In that
Republican is likely to argue.
In that scenario, you brought up the Republican. In that scenario, don't the Republicans need somebody who can take on that argument, which regardless of which way the court case goes, how far it goes, without having any baggage? And that would not be Mitt Romney.
Exactly right.
Who is currently the front runner?
I think if Mitt is the nominee, that health care goes away as an issue in 2012.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yes, because this law is heading for our health sector and our economy like a freight train. It is going to demolish a runaway freight train. Exactly right. And it is not only going to take our health sector down, but it's already taking down Lord only knows how many millions of jobs of employers who are scared to death to hire because of the cost and the responsibilities of Obamacare. So you're right. If Mitt Romney is the nominee, there's not a lot of daylight between the president's position and his, even
so that both of these, because, and folks, in case you don't know, the first real experiment of universal health care was in Massachusetts 7 or 8 years ago. I've forgotten. 2006, 5 or 6 years ago. And when Mitt Romney was governor of Massachusetts, he got this started. I heard him explain it one time in a speech. And it made kind of sense in those days, the way he tried to explain it to justify it. But it's turned into to Romney Care, which is a predecessor of Obamacare. And basically, both of them would stay away from the issue, wouldn't they?
Well, absolutely. And the president has said over and over, he said, we used Massachusetts as our model to create Obamacare. So he's basically saying that. And then Mitt, who should basically say, I made a terrible mistake, and this was absolutely the wrong thing to do. I now realize that once you do an individual mandate, this whole cascade of regulations, rules, bureaucracies, mandates follow that.
Right.
I made a mistake, and I'm sorry I did it.
I've been to a 12-step.
Proud of it.
I've been to a 12-step program, and I'm cured now.
Yeah, he said, but he says I can't. He says that would not be telling the truth. He says I'm proud of what I did in that. Situation.
Oh, well, see, when you see, the thing is, folks, the three issues are going to be the economy, health care, and maybe some the wars in Afghanistan or whatever, something like that. And so he can't do anything about the wars. He can't do anything about the economy other than what he's trying to do. But health care, the die is cast. And so, frankly, the Democrats ought to be contributing to Romney's campaign, shouldn't they?
Well, and the president seems to be doing everything he can to help him and pointing out over and over that we use Massachusetts as a model for Obamacare.
Yeah.
So he's maybe poking his finger in.
So that's some real baggage that otherwise though, Grace Marie, Mitt Romney I think has the chops to be the president, and to get elected too. I think. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. I'm Jim Blassing. Game 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.